Boker Tov, good morning, Shavua Tov. We started Masechet Bava Kama. We started a new Masechet. We just did the Daf Bet yesterday on Shabbat. So we are beginning with Daf Gimel today. And we left off on the bottom of the page, on Bet Amun Bet, the last four lines of the page, talking about, we're about to discuss now the damagers that we said that a person would have to give payment for, and some of those of which that are damagers are shen v'regel, or a tooth and a foot. So the Gemara begins four lines from the bottom of the page on Bet Amud Bet. The Gemara says, shen v'regel hechaktivi, a tooth and a foot, where is it written in the Pasuk? So the Gemara says, Detanya, the Braita says, v'shilach, says zeh ha'regel, that's referring to the foot. V'chen ha'omerin, it also says in the Pasuk, in Yeshayahu, it says, "Mishalechei regel hashor v'achamor, senders of the leg of the foot, hashor v'achamor." This is a referencing to the foot of the shore. Ubi'er, and then when it says ubi'er, zohashen, that's referring to the tooth. V'chene omer, and it also says, "Ka'asher yivayer had galal ad tumo," that when the over here is referring to the tooth, it consumes when it's until it's completely finished. Over here is referring to the tooth. So here's what we see in the psukim. The aspect of shen and regel. Now, Gimel Amud Aleph, top of the page. Amar mor v'shilach zohar regel. V'chen omer, we said, mishalchei regel ashor v'achamor. So the Gemara says, ta'amadi katav rachmana mishalchei regel ashor v'achamor. The reason over here is because of the second pasuk, that is the sending of the leg of the shor and the chamor. But ha, lavachi, if it wasn't for that, b'may mokmela, what would you have established this pasuk talking? What would you have established where we learn out regel? So he says, ikeren k'tiv. If you say it's talking about a keren, we already have a pasuk for the horns. Ishen k'tivin. If you say it's talking about the tooth, we already have a pasuk for the tooth as well. So it's tzirich. So the Gemara says, no, we need both pasukim. Why salka da'at ha'chamin? I would have thought to say, idi v'idi ashen. Both of these were talking about shen, was talking about the tooth. Veha, the mikalia karna, ha de lo mikalia karna. I would have thought, one was talking about where it does not completely, when the animal completely destroys the object that it damaged. One is saying no, that it did not. It's talking about a case where it did not destroy the object that it damaged. And so therefore, Kamashmalan is coming to teach us that no, one is talking about tooth, and one is talking about, and over here, this pasuk, Mishalchei Regel, Ashor Rachamor, we needed that to teach us about the foot. Okay, the Gemara then says, V'hashta de'okmina, de'okimna, de'aregel, now that you establish on the foot, shen de lo mikal ya karna minalan. How do we know the tooth would be liable for a tooth of the animal that damaged something that didn't completely destroy the object it damaged? So the Gemara says, dumia de regel, it's similar to the foot. Ma regel lo shna mikal ya karna, velo shna lo mikal ya karna. Just like a foot, it doesn't matter whether he destroyed the object, the animal destroyed it, or didn't destroy it, it doesn't make a difference, the owner is liable. Af shen, so too the tooth, lo shna mikal ya karna, velo shna lo mikal ya karna. It doesn't make a difference if the object was destroyed or not, the person would be liable. Amar mor, ubi er, we said ubi er, zo hashen, that's referring to the tooth. V'chenu omer, then says also in the pasuk, kashay yivayer agalal ad tumo, until it's complete, until it's finished. So the Gemara says, Tama diktav rachmana kasher yivayer hagalal atumo. The whole reason is because of that second pasuk. Halav achi, it wasn't for that, but my okim nala. What would we have established talking about? So I keren, if you say it would be talking about the horn, k'tiv, we already have a pasuk for that. I regel, k'tiv. And if you say it's talking about the foot, we already have a pasuk for that also. So the Gemara says, itzterich, no, we needed it. Sakat adechamena, I would have thought to say, I keren, idi a regel, the both of them would have been talking about the foot. Had the azil mimela, had the shalach shaluche. One of them is talking about where the animal goes on its own. Over here it says veshilach. What is veshilach? I would have thought it's referring to when you send the animal. Kamashmalan, that's why I needed to come and teach us that no. One of the pasukim over here is talking about the shen, and one is talking about the regel. So the Gemara says v'hashted, okay, ashen, now that you establish this pasuk talking about the tooth, regel the azil mimela minalan. How do we know that if a animal of someone's went on its own and damaged an object, that the owner would be liable? So he says, "Dumia deshen." It's similar to a tooth. Ma shen loshna shalcha shaluche loshna da azil mimela. Just like the tooth, doesn't matter if you send the animal and it damaged with the tooth, or it went on its own. Af regel, so too by the foot loshna shalcha shaluche loshna azil mimela. It doesn't make a difference whether the animal went on its own and damaged with its foot, or you sent it, or whether you sent it or it went on its own. Regardless, both cases you would be liable. So the Gemara says, "V'lichtov rachmana v'shilach v'lo bay ubi'er." Why doesn't the pasuk just say v'shilach, and you don't need ubi'er? De mashma regel, mashma shen. I could have learned both the foot and the tooth from v'shilach. So the Gemara says, Mashma Regel, how do we know? We could have learned Regel, Dichtiv Mishalche, Regel Ashor Rechamor. By the foot it says sending. So you can learn a Veshilach. Umashma Shen, and by the tooth also it says, Dichtiv Veshen Behemot Ashalach Bam. I will send the tooth of these animals to them, it says sending. So why do I need the other Pasuk? So he says, Ilav Kraya Terev. If it wasn't for the extra Pasuk, Hava Amena, I would have thought, Oha, Oha. I would have thought you could learn only one of the two from that Pasuk, either the tooth or the foot. Or regel de hezekom matsui, either the foot that is more common damage from that comes from a foot of an animal, or shen, or the tooth de yesh hana lezeko, that a tooth has pleasure when it causes damage. He eats from the whatever he's biting out of, and he gets pleasure. I would have thought you can only use one of them. That's why we needed the extra pasuk to say that no. Therefore, you would be able to learn. You need to learn both of them. So the Gemara says, hold on, michti, shikulinhen, these are equal, they both have stringent parts to them. So ve'avo shnehem, why can't you learn out both of them from the same pasuk, ve'shilach? So the Gemara says, dehemi na'u mafkat, which one can you exclude? So he says, it's terich, no, you need it. Sarkadad ha'chamina, I would have thought to say, hanimile heched de'shalach shaluchi, I would have thought that yes, that's only, I can learn out both of them from one pasuk, but that's only teaching me when you send the animal to cause damage. Aval azlami mele lo, but if the animal went on its own to cause damage, how do I know you'd be liable? Maybe you wouldn't be liable. Kamashmanan, that's why you need the extra pasuk of Uvier to teach you that even if the animal goes on its own, you would be liable. We're in the middle of Gimel Amud Aleph. Tolada de Shen Mahi. What is the subcategory of the tooth of the Shen? So he says, Nidchakecha bakotel lahana'ata. If let's say it scratched its back on for pleasure, the animal on a kotel, on a wall, and it knocked over the wall. Or v'tinfa perot lahana'ata, or went to rub itself on some fruits and it like ruined the fruits. So that's considered a subcategory of the tooth. So the Gemara says maishna shen. Why do we say specifically by a tooth that you'd be liable? The yesh hana le'ezeko, because you have pleasure from it, from that damage. The animal has pleasure. Uma munecha, and it's your property. Ushmirato alecha, and you have to protect it. So haninami. So too these subcategories yesh hana le'ezekan. You get pleasure. He gets pleasure, the animal, from damaging. Uma munecha, it's your property. Ushmiratan alecha, and you have to guard him. Ela, you must say, toledad deshen keshen. The subcategory of the tooth is just like the tooth. So what was Rav Papa talking about when he said the subcategory? There are subcategories that are not like the actual main damager. V'chikama Rav Papa toledad deregel. What was Rav Papa talking about? He was talking about the subcategory of the foot. So the Gemara says, toledad deregel mahi. What is the subcategory of the foot? So he says, Hizika begufa der chilucha. Because the animal caused damage while it was walking with its body. Or b'se'ara der chilucha. Or with his hair while it was walking. B'shlif sha'alea. Or the sack that was on the animal. Or b'frum b'yashabapia. Or the pit that was in the animal's mouth. Or b'zog shabetzavara. Or the bell that was on the animal's neck. It caused damage with any of these. That's subcategory. So the Gemara says, Maishna regel. Why do we say that the foot, specifically, you get liability? The hezeko matsui, because that's a common damage. Uma murecha, and it's your property. Ushmirato alecha, and you have to protect it. So the Gemara says, hold on, the subcategory is just the same. Haninami, hezekan matsui, they're also common. Uma murecha, it's your property. Ushmirato, ushmiratan alecha, and you have to guard them. Ela, it must be toledat de regel ke regel, it must be the subcategory of the foot is also like the foot. So, v'chikama raf papa toledat de bor. What were we saying when we said the subcategory of is not like the main? That was referring to a subcategory of the pit. So the Gemara says, Toledad de bor mainyu. What are we referring to? What is a subcategory of the pit? So the Gemara says, Ilema av asara, v'toledad tisha. Maybe the primary damager is a pit that's 10 tvachim deep, whereas a subcategory would be only 9. The Gemara says, Lo tisha aktivi v'lo asara aktivi. In the Torah, it doesn't say 9, it doesn't say 10, it doesn't tell us. So the Gemara says, Hala kashya, that's not difficult. It says, V'hamet yelo, Amar Rachmana, V'kim luhu l'rabbanan. The Rabbanan holds, Asara avdan mita, Tisha nezikin avde, mita lo avde. The rabbis hold that if you had a pit that was 10 tvachim deep, that would cause death. But if it was only 9, it would cause damage, but it wouldn't actually cause death. So therefore, that's how they understood this. So the Gemara says, Sof, but at the end of the day, Ze avle mita, Ze avle nezikin. Hold on. The 10 tvachim deep is the primary for death, and the 9 is a primary for damage. It's not one is a primary, one is a subcategory. So what do we say is a subcategory of the pit? Ela avno sakino masao shinicham bereshut armin veiziku. It's referring to one stone, knife, or their weight that they left in the public domain, and it caused someone damage. So the Gemara says, hey, chidame, what's the case? Ida farkinu, if he made his those things, those subcategories, if he made them ownerless, bein the Rav, bein the Shmuel, haynu bor. Whether according to Rav or Shmuel, this is a machloket later on in the Perek HaManiach, Dakad, over there we have a machloket between Rav and Shmuel, that whether you go with like either of them, which we're going to learn later, not to get into it, both of them, it would be considered like a bor, like a pit over here. So that's like the pit. So it can't be that talking about the case that you made it ownerless. Gimel Amud Bet, flipping the Amud, v'idelo afarkinu, and if you didn't make it ownerless, ili Shmuel, if you go like Shmuel, damar kulami boro lamanu, he says we learn all of it from the pit, haynu bor, it's just like the pit itself, these subcategories. V'ile Rav, and if you go like Rav, da'amar kulam mishoro lamadnu, he says we learn all of them from the ox, haynu shor, then it's just like an ox. So the Gemara says, maishna bor, why is a pit specific that it gets liability for damage? Sheken tchilat asiyato lenezek, because it was initially created for damage. U'mamunecha, it's your property. U'shmirato alecha, and you have to guard it. So the Gemara says, haninami, those subcategories also. Tchilat asiyatan lenezek, they are made initially for damage. U'mamunecha, they're your property. U'shmiratan alecha, and you have to guard them. Ela, we must say, toledad de bor kebor, no. So the subcategory of a pit is just like a pit as well. V'chi kamar rafapa, atoledad de mav'en. When we said, Rafapa said that there are some subcategories that are not like the main category of damagers, that was referring to a mav'eh. Mind you, but we didn't know what a mav'eh is, so what is this referring to? Il Shmuel, if you say like Shmuel, damar mav'eh zoshen, that we're going to learn on tomorrow's daf. It's really later on the Amud, but we'll push that to tomorrow. If you say according to Shmuel, he says a mav'eh is a tooth. Ha'okim na toledat deshen keshen, but we already said a subcategory of the tooth is just like a tooth. And ila Rav, if you say like Rav, damar mav'eh ze adam, Rav says mav'eh is a person, my avoto, my toledot itbe. What damager, whether it's a primary or a subcategory damager, is there by a human being? So the Gemara says, v'chi teima, maybe you can say, av ne'or, toledat yashen, maybe when a person is awake, that's the primary damager. He's a primary damager. He can cause damage. When he's sleeping, that's a subcategory damager. The Gemara says, no. V'ha tnan. We have a Mishnah, or some say it's a... Yeah, we have a Mishnah later on in the Masechet. Adam mu'ad le'olam. We said a man is considered mu'ad. He's considered dangerous forever, no matter what. Ben er ben yashen. Whether he's awake or asleep. So you cannot make that difference. Ela, we must say, what is the subcategory? Akicho v'ne'o. It's referring to the saliva and the mucus of the man. So the Gemara says, hechidame, what's the case? Ibehadid azleka mazke. If while he's walking, his spit caused damage while he was walking. Kocho ava. That's coming from the man himself. And if it was after, it settled, meaning it wasn't while it was moving, while the spit was moving and caused damage, it hit, let's say, some type of cloth and caused damage to it. Rather, it fell on the floor. So the first case is, if it was while it was moving and caused damage, it fell onto some type of cloth, let's say, and caused damage. That's just like the person himself. But if you say that, no, it's after the naich, after the spit settled, it hit the ground, and then someone went over and, let's say, slipped and got hurt, then... what are we going to say? Bein the Rav, bein the Shmuel, haynu bor. Whether you go like Rav or Shmuel, that's just like a pit. So how do you find the case of a subcategory, not like the actual main category? Ela toledad de maveh ke maveh. We must say the subcategory of a maveh is just like the maveh. V'chi kamar rafapa toledad de esh. And rafapa was talking about the subcategory of a fire. Toledad de esh ma'ninu, ma'nihu. What is the subcategory of a fire? So the Gemara says, ilema avno sakino masao. Maybe he's referring to a stone, knife, and a weight that he placed at the top of his roof, and a wind came and blew it and caused someone damage. So the Gemara says, what's the case? If while the wind blew it off, it caused damage right then and there, while it was a wind, while it fell, that's just like a fire. So why is the fire specific and different that you would be liable? Because a fire has another aspect that's mixed in with it. It has wind that's mixed in with the fire that causes damage. It's your property. And you have to guard it. The Gemara says, haninami. So too, these three that we just mentioned. There's another aspect within it. The wind that's blowing it causing damage to someone else. And it's your property. And you have to guard it. So we must say, the subcategory of a fire is just like a fire. What was Rafapa saying? Atolada de regel. He was referring to the subcategory of a foot. When it says regel, foot. How kim na tolada de regel ke regel? We already said the subcategory of a foot is just like the foot itself. So the Gemara says, "Bechatzi nezek tzorot." No, this is referring to when you have to pay half the damage by tzorot. Let's say someone's walking in the street and he steps on a pebble and that pebble shoots out in front of somebody else who slips on it and falls and gets hurt. So that would be chatzin nezek tzorot, that person would be liable to pay the half of the damage to that person. And so that, the subcategory, is not like the main category. Rashi says, or let's say the stones came from his foot and broke kelim, let's say. That's money and it's not a fine, Rashi says. Over here, this half payment is money. Unlike other cases where we were talking about that they're fines, right? Like the case of a regal itself, actual regal, you'd have to pay the damage. That's a fine. Over here, we're talking about actual money payment. It's considered a subcategory of a foot. By a case of a foot, if a foot causes damage, the animal of a foot, you'd have to pay a full payment, full damage that you'd caused. Whereas over here, where he stepped on a pebble and it hit, someone's kelim and broke it, that's chatzin nezek tzorot sahalachal m'shem Sinai, that you'd only have to pay half damage. And that's why this is the case of a subcategory that is not like the main category. The Gemara says, v'amai karelek toladat deregel. Why do we call it the subcategory of the foot? So he says, l'shalem min aliyah, that if you want to pay from property, you have to pay from your choicest property, from your best property. The Gemara says, "V'hami bayi Rava." But Rava had a question. The bayi Rava, chatzin nezek tzorot migufo mishalem umin aliyah mishalem. If there's chatzin nezek, half of the payment of this pebbles that you stepped on and caused damage, do you pay from your migufo mishalem? Do you pay from your body yourself? Is it come from your money or min aliyah mishalem? Do you pay from your property, from your choices property? So Rava had this question. How can you say it's so pashut? So he says, "L'Rava mi bayle, l'Rav Papa's pshita." Like according to Rav Papa, it was so simple that you pay from your choices property. The Gemara says, "L'Rava mi bayle." Rava had this question. Amai karele toladat deregel. Why do we call it a subcategory of the foot? L'potra b'reshut harabim, to say that you would be exempt in a public domain if this happened in the reshut harabim, just like the foot itself. So therefore, that's why it's called a subcategory of the foot. That if this happened in the reshut harabim, that you would be exempt from having to pay, right? Rashi says the regalina chayevet eli in ken nichnasal reshut hanizak veizika. By the case of a damage of a foot, of the animal's foot, that's only, you'd only be liable if it happened in the property of the person being damaged, being hurt, and therefore only then would you be liable. That's why he calls it over here the subcategory of a foot. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap.